This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the show. Phones are open if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian Joseph. And you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about some international news. In fact, coming up, we'll talk a little bit further about various different things going on around the world, including, well, actually more locally, we've got some news about Alex Jones. That's coming up. But the number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. Handouts to Taiwan. Reed, I know you wanted to talk about that. And we are discussing China and Russia's dictator types heading to together. They were at apparently some sort of a meetup in Uzbekistan, where they have confirmed their commitment to strengthening their relationship. In fact, Xi Jinping told Putin that they're going to team up with their Russian colleagues to, quote, set an example. The Chinese leader addressed Putin as his, quote, dear and longtime friend, and said further that, quote, under conditions of a global pandemic, we continue to maintain effective strategic contacts, particularly through phone calls. Putin, in his speech, said China has some concerns with the Russians' war in Ukraine, a surprising acknowledgement signaling at least a small divide between the two leaders. However, China is not going to be putting sanctions on Russia because China is making big, big money off of all of this. As we discussed recently, the natural gas that Russia is now refusing to sell to the European Union, well, it has to go somewhere. And people in China are buying it, and then they're flipping it by selling it to the people in Europe.
Go figure.
So the middlemen in China right now are very, very happy people, because not only does China have all the natural gas they can consume at probably a decent rate, but they also have all the natural gas that they can sell to whoever it is in the world wants to buy it at 2, 3, 4, God knows how many times, whatever the market rate is. Because the Europeans are complaining right now because their power bills are tripling or quadrupling or in some cases decupling, like they're 10Xing in some cases.
Insane.
So that money's going into somebody's pocket.
It's all worth it for Ukraine, though. All worth it to deprive the authoritarian government that is Russia to instead buy it from China.
That's exactly, and that's the thing. They're actually saying that, right? Yeah. Like the people in the European...
China and Saudi Arabia, two great governments.
India, I think, is buying some of it as well. The European Union presidents or whoever they are, the politicians there, they're saying things exactly like, well, yeah, you guys are going to be cold this winter, but do it for Ukraine, you know, as though the politicians are going to suffer in some way.
Right.
They're not going to.
No. I'm sorry. People are still living in Ukraine. Why?
Well, you can't get out.
Why?
Unless you're, well, I guess they were letting women and children out on the early side of it. I don't know what it looks like.
Are you saying
now,
like in general or now? Because I feel like that in general. Can you imagine living in Ukraine the last 100 years?
It would suck.
The Soviet Union, the
terrible
Nazis, like everything. This is awful.
Well, the Nazis are in control of Ukraine now.
Some of them, yeah. It's a little hyperbolic.
I mean, whatever the president is, he is an admitted neo-Nazi.
Is he admitted it?
No.
That.
Zelensky's not a Nazi.
Yes, he is. He's been flying the flags.
But he's not a Nazi, but there are Nazi factions in the Ukrainian government and in the National Guard.
I'm pretty sure.
He's probably not doing a whole lot to get rid of them.
No. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, when you're fighting a war, you have strange bedfellows, but still not people I want our government to be supporting.
I mean, I don't want the federal government to support any foreign power of any sort. But
if they were supporting Sweden instead of, like, Saudi Arabia, you know, it'd still be bad. But like, okay, I don't feel quite as bad about that.
So I don't know if there's really more to say here. I mean, the article goes on between Russia and China, and clearly they have quite the alliance. China is not going to stop supporting Russia. They're both economically, to some extent, dependent on one another, especially with global sanctions going on. It makes it all the more important that they get along, and so they're getting along.
Yeah, all I can say is I know we're going to be hurting for fertilizer next year because tons of exports of fertilizer come out of China and Russia.
Really?
Yeah, and so it's going to have a heavy effect on farming next year.
Another co-host was talking to us before this. I guess apparently they're trying to pass legislation to register your gardens.
Ooh, yeah, Matt came in here, and he mentioned that. I forget the program was called.
But, like, go figure, though, like, with the fertilizer situation, and, like, I think it's the nitrogen is the issue. They don't, and, like, this is happening all over the world. And I forget what country, I want to say it was Cambodia, is where they went green, right? They signed the Paris Agreement, and now, I'm pretty sure it's Cambodia. But they're not allowed to use synthetic fertilizer. So now they have to use natural fertilizer, which requires, from animals,
so
like cows, poop,
yeah.
And there's just not enough poop to go around. So their production is down like almost 50%. So the food prices in these countries are just massively
going up. Well, right, because if you can't fertilize your plants, then you're going to lose more of them, right? Like, they're not going to be as healthy. More of them are going to die. And so, therefore, the supply is going to lessen, and the prices are going to go up.
And but their excuse is, but the environment, we need to save the environment. And you're not saving the environment. You're killing the environment. Like, we have a certain population of people. We can't, dominate the world's surface with cows just so we can not do synthetics. But.
Well, plus, how are you going to buy what little food might be out there if you don't even have a job? Like, if you have nothing,
right?
Like, with all these businesses in Europe, and it's going to come here, right? Because the prices of things are generally going to go up. So it seems like America is going to get the last of the damage, the economic damage from these sanctions.
Sure.
But you've got businesses right now that are seeing their power bills are going dramatically up.
Mm-hmm. Haven't they doubled in New Hampshire?
The supply rate doubled.
Yeah.
So it hasn't quite doubled the final bill, but like a good chunk of it has gone up significantly.
Right.
And
it's those free staters, they're all migrating here,
costing more electricity.
That's probably not what it is, but I have not actually heard a good explanation for why it is. The power company said that it was due to natural gas prices, which, of course, there's pressure on that market.
Right, right.
But businesses are already saying they're going to go out of business in the UK and in other places in Europe, and it isn't even cold yet. So, like, we're on the precipice of things getting pretty crazy, potentially.
I'm doing it for Ukraine still. I don't know about you guys, but...
doing what?
freezing to death.
Yeah.
Freezing
hopefully
to death for Ukraine.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that here.
Yeah.
But it's going to be could be a very tough winter for folks over there. Speaking of China, the aid isn't just about Ukraine, Reed. You had something you wanted to cover about Taiwan. What
are
you looking at there?
Yesterday I saw a headline, and I was just reading an article a little bit. The Senate is pushing forward with $6.5 billion in aid to Taiwan, and it sounds like they want to basically extend NATO protections to Taiwan.
Wow,
which is a really bad idea. What a lot of people don't understand about all this stuff is, of course, it's not just the United States aggression that makes these things happen. China and Russia, they do stuff too that's
sure.
bad.
And China has been rattling the saber about Taiwan for a long time, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, what can we do as Americans? That's what no one ever thinks about. They're always thinking, we need to stop this from happening. But, Nancy Pelosi flying over there a few weeks ago and then doing drills in the South China Sea. I mean, imagine if, like, Cuba was China sympathetic or something, and then Xi Jinping visited Cuba, and then they were sending warships between Cuba and Florida or something. Like, we wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, that's nice, those two independent countries, having their own independent, visits or whatever. Like, and
didn't China launch a ton of missiles as, like, a show of,
yeah, afterward,
are.
Yeah, exactly. And Xi Jinping was on the phone with Biden saying, don't play with fire, you'll regret it. And after how things went in Ukraine, I feel like we should be learning from that. But instead, people are saying this is proof we didn't, you know, we should have pushed harder in Ukraine, and this wouldn't have happened, and now we need to do the same in Taiwan.
Oh,
this is like,
more conflict. That's what's going to create peace.
Right, as though it weren't bad enough, a potential world war with Russia, now, you know, potential world war with China.
Nuke China to save the Uyghurs, you know?
That's terrifying. I don't think that would be the reason they would do it anyway. No. Like, it doesn't seem like very many people care about what's happening to the Uyghurs, which they should, because they're a population being forced into re-education camps in, I think, it's northwest China. You want to comment, join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe some more on Taiwan on the way here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
talking about the situation in Taiwan, which the United States federal government gang appears intent to worsen the tensions between Taiwan and China by sending potentially, was it $6-7 billion there, Reed? Was
$6.5 billion.
$6.5 billion, up from a proposed $4 billion. So that wasn't enough. They're like, no, we need more war, weapons of war to strike a match over in Taiwan. And, of course, they've been sending God knows how many dozens of billions over to Ukraine. And in the meanwhile, the people of the United States, have trouble even paying the power bill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it worked so well de-escalating things by sending all this aid to Ukraine, so might as well try it with Taiwan. And,
well, of course, now the mainstream media is crowing about how, Ukraine is pushing Russia back. I mean, do you buy any of those stories?
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest, the beginning, I guess it wasn't really the beginning of the war, but when they invaded back in March, was it? March or April? March, I think. This was the first time I was really paying a lot of attention while an all-out war was taking place, because there had been wars in the past that I just hadn't really paid attention to. And I was trying to decipher what was Russian propaganda and what was Ukrainian propaganda and what was American propaganda. And I was like, I have no idea what's true. Nope. And you just have to wait a couple of weeks and find out what they were lying about.
I don't even think you could know what was true if you're actually there.
No.
Because all you can know is what you see, and so if you're in one place, okay, yeah, you know what's going on right in front of you, but what you're hearing on, local Ukraine broadcasts is obviously going to be a lie, and what's going on social media is obviously a lie, so there's no way to even know, even if you're in Ukraine.
Well, how's the saying going? Wouldn't you think you figured it out? You haven't?
Well, and the first casualty of war is the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are old sayings for a reason. It hasn't changed. In fact, it may be worse because of the internet now.
Can you imagine if we had internet during World War II, how much different that war would have been?
It's hard to believe. It's hard to even imagine what that would be.
It'd be a lot less Call of Duty clips.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're referencing that video game clips were literally being passed around. I don't think it was that game, but another one, I think it was Arma 3.
I don't know games,
was the name.
But...
I've never heard of the game, but it's like, I don't know if it's a simulation or what. Yeah. But it was fooling people into thinking that there were real jets and helicopters getting shot down, and it was just video game footage. So, and then, of course, they were passing around a lot of old footage, too, like real footage, but it happened in 2014 in Ukraine.
There was one clip of a hospital or an apartment building or something getting bombed, and everyone was freaking out about it, and then it turned out it was actually from the Gaza Strip, Israel bombing a hospital. And then they're like, oh, never mind, we don't want to pay attention to that one.
Everybody's already forgotten 5 minutes later, right? So there's a little bit more here about China. I pulled up a story from the AP over at ABC News saying that China, not surprisingly, is now accusing the United States of violating its commitment to the One China principle and interfering in internal Chinese affairs on Thursday after the Senate Foreign Relations Commission approved a new bill that could increase, as we were talking about, American funding of Taiwan and their military to $6-something billion. Now, what is the One China principle? Do you know, Reed?
Yeah, and I forget what year this has been U.S. policy, but they are correct that that has been U.S. policy for at least 20 years. I forget how far back it goes, but basically the United States has honored the idea that Taiwan is basically part of China, and we will do nothing to help them become an independent state. So that when Joe Biden said that we would militarily intervene a few months ago if Taiwan were invaded by China, that was such a shock to everyone because it goes against policy for the United States. And so that is an accurate statement by the Chinese. And you could it's kind of fair to say that, like, if we're going to be giving aid, military aid to Taiwan, that you are kind of like changing your mind on that policy, I'd say.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, of course, there's potential fallout from this. That's not just a war in Taiwan. It's potential trade fallout, right? Like, China's a huge trading partner, and to, get involved in one of their conflicts means they could decide to make things way more difficult as far as getting, whether it be fertilizer or whatever, out of China, the various products that you buy at Walmart. You know, there may be new tariffs or maybe even the refusal to sell certain categories. So who knows what they could do?
Yeah, the biggest thing to me is, like, if you care about Ukrainians, you wouldn't have wanted this catastrophe to take place.
Right.
And the same goes for Taiwan. Like, if you care about Taiwan, you don't want China to invade. And I don't feel like China has a ton of reason to actually invade Taiwan, because they're winning Taiwan politically in the long game. They'd much rather reinstate Taiwan politically than
seems like
war.
China is like an empire.
Yeah.
If they could, they'd conquer the whole world.
Sure, right. But they don't want to if they can do it politically without, like, actual invasion.
Well, yeah, if it's more valuable if you can get the factories that haven't been destroyed rather right. than bombed out husks.
Yeah. Like, the biggest reason they would actually do an all-out invasion is from us mm-hmm. rattling our sabers and getting involved in
yeah,
the
by
first
us,
place.
You mean the federal
United
government.
States, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not going.
I'm sorry, I'm on a libertarian podcast.
The Chinese spokesperson said the following: the One China principle is a political foundation for U.S.-China relations. If the bill continues to be deliberated, pushed forward, or even signed into law, it will greatly shake the political foundation of China-U.S. relations and cause extremely serious consequences to China-U.S. relations and peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. So, I mean, this is just a Senate bill at this point, right? Like, yeah. It could completely die here and not move forward. But, you know, you got China out there saying, hey, look, they're taking this pretty seriously.
Yeah. I wonder, it's probably military. It's probably military strategies or something. Because isn't it the location of Taiwan very strategic? I'm just
right
guessing.
Next to China, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, I mean, it's in a spot where it's military advantage, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we could have military bases there, we would definitely want them. But China would not
no
be a
chance.
Fan of that. Yeah.
China claims the self-governing democracy of Taiwan as its own territory and hasn't ruled out retaking the island by force if necessary. The sides mm-hmm. split after a civil war in 1949, according to the AP here, and have no official relations with China. Cutting off even informal contacts following the election of independence-leaning Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen in 2016. Under the One China policy, the U.S. recognizes the government in Beijing while allowing for informal relations and defense ties with Taipei. It takes a stance of strategic ambiguity toward the defense of Taiwan, leaving it open whether it would respond militarily were the island attacked.
Yeah, so when Biden said yes, we would intervene, that's when it shocked everybody, because it was leaving the ambiguity out and saying yes, we would.
The Taiwan Policy Act of 2022, as it's being called, approved by the committee this week, sets out to, quote, support the security of Taiwan and its right of self-determination. Now, I think it's interesting that, on one hand, the U.S. federal government... Yeah, sorry, I forgot to point out the cough button to you there, but in case you need it. There it is. The U.S. federal government is all about independence when it comes to Taiwan. But it's not about independence when it comes to the Donbass region of Ukraine.
Or New Hampshire.
Well, certainly. Well, we don't have their official position on yeah. New Hampshire yet. But it's not about... It's the exact same question. Donbass yeah. region wanted to leave Ukraine, and the U.S. government is sending in billions of dollars in, you know, weapons to stop that from happening. So there's no principle here. This is all politics. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Railroads and labor unions are in agreement for a cooling-off period after reaching a tentative deal overnight to avert a strike.
The move is designed to prevent the first nationwide railway shutdown in 3 decades. President Biden says workers should be happy with the agreement.
This is a win for tens of thousands of rail workers and for their dignity and the dignity of their work. It's a recognition of that.
The former head of the notorious Gulf Cartel will be spending the rest of his life in prison. Jorge Castilla Sanchez was also ordered to pay millions of dollars in fines for his role in running a massive cocaine and marijuana drug ring. Political stunts. That's how White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is describing actions by some Republican governors to bus or fly illegal immigrants to blue states. USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. Me and Joe and Reed in the studio tonight. Join us online. We're just talking off the air about our chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and you will find step-by-step instructions that will get you connected with our Matrix chat server. What is a Matrix server? Well, it is a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as some trolls and some haters and all kinds of people
spam
that are in there. Because basically, I don't have to do any admin. Like, we used to have this thing called Discord. Have either of you ever used Discord?
Yeah, I hate it, but yeah.
You hate it?
I do.
What do you hate about Discord?
I don't know. It's just not user-friendly. I feel like it's just super easy to get lost and forget what chat you're... I don't know.
The Matrix reminds me of Discord a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
But you won't get lost, I don't think, so.
No.
Well, Matrix is different from Discord in some fundamental ways. One of them is, so for listeners that don't know, Discord is a centrally hosted chat service. There's a corporation that, I don't know, they're based in California or someplace like that, run by probably a bunch of woke statists.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, if you violate the terms of service on Discord,
yeah,
they're just take your server offline. It's their server, not yours.
Right.
When you create, quote-unquote, a Discord server, it's running on their
system. Seen some really crazy things on Discord, though. So
just didn't get reported.
Someone's got to report.
Yeah, they just didn't get reported.
Yeah, so just be careful who's in your groups, that's all.
Well,
good luck.
If it's even somewhat open, you're going to get infiltrators in. And also, it's centrally controlled, so they have copies of every single thing you've ever sent to anybody on Discord, whether it be a quote-unquote private message or, in an open chat room, right? Mm-hmm. So They've got it all. Federal government comes in and says, hand it over. They're going to hand the whole server package over to them, and they'll have everything. So those are some reasons to avoid using Discord. And Matrix allows you to have chat with other people in either a public manner or in an encrypted manner. You can create your own rooms, whereas on Discord, only the administrator can create rooms. It's a complete top-down kind of administration on Discord.
Right.
Whereas on our server, you want to spin up a room. There's not a topic about, you know, China and the U.S., and you want to have a whole room about that. You could just go right ahead and create that, and then anybody else that wants to can join that room.
Yeah.
And
like, I'm in my own room to trade and buy things.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are there people in there?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And you
probably
can invite
100
people. Yeah, you can invite people in, or people can just find it. You can list the room publicly, or you can keep it private and make it an invite-only thing.
Right.
Like I said, it can be either encrypted or not. There also, as you mentioned, I think, federated, Joa, which means the server exists in this large network, a matrix, if you will, of other servers all around the planet. And so each matrix server is sort of interconnected with one another, but they could also disconnect as well. So let's say you know, there's like a Nazi server, and you're like, well, we don't want to share anything with those people, so we'll just disconnect from that server, right? So it's sort of like a network way or a market-based way of saying, okay, well, let's talk to these people, but not these people. So that's what federation is.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some pretty key differences. We run the server, and like I said, there's encryption involved in this. So if you create a room that's encrypted, we don't even know. I, as the administrator, I can look at a list of rooms, but I can only see the public rooms. I have no idea. There could be 100 rooms on that server that are completely hidden, and we have no idea. We don't know what they're talking about. We don't know who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting technology. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, and like I said, you get step-by-step instructions on how to join. There are some official rooms on the server, and those are the Free Talk Live. You know, we've got a few of them. There's like one that's called On Air Now, for instance. There's only about like 8 of those, so every other room on that server is completely user-created.
Yeah.
And because I don't have to be beholden to the Discord terms of service, well, I don't have to do any administrating. Like, on the Discord server, when we had one like 3 or 4 years ago, if somebody violates the terms of service, you've got to be made aware of it. You've got to put in some sort of, you know, rule. You got to ban the person, or, you know, you've got to do something, or else Discord will just take you down.
Right.
And so you become their enforcer, and it's like, it's just an ugly situation to be in. I joined the Free State Project Discord recently because that's the only place they have chat right now.
Oh, is it really busy in there?
It's actually fairly busy in there.
Yeah.
I'd heard things about it, and I was like, oh, I just want to see what's going on. And because apparently there's a lot of newbies that come in there and ask questions and things like that.
Sure,
so I wanted
to
be there in case people had questions about Keen or whatever. And there's actually already been somebody asking about it. But, you know, I went in there and you get the rules right up front, and it's fine. Everybody can have rules on their server.
Right.
But one of the rules is you can't trade guns on the server. You can't offer, like, buy or sell, you know, classified
guns. Well, it's just a server. How can you trade something physical on a...
You know what I mean?
I'm joking.
You can't offer those things for sale.
Right.
And it says right there underneath it, hey, it's Discord's terms of service. We're sorry, but, you know, we're on their system. We have to follow their rules, or they'll shut the server down.
What if it's not technically a gun, but it's, like, maybe 80% done?
I suspect they're going to lean on the side of not allowing it. Because that's what those sorts of systems do to people, is they make them more likely to restrict posts. Well, Joel, if you don't know for sure what'll happen, you just lean on the side of keep
it
out.
Right,
So, check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. Alex Jones is going back to court again. As you might have heard, he recently lost a huge civil case in Texas. Like, something like $45 million.
It was that much?
I heard they're capping it at like $3 million or something, though. Have you heard that, too?
I heard
it was like $2.2 million when I first heard about it.
I haven't been able to verify that rumor is true, but I did see that posted within hours of the trial.
There was a lot of numbers going around, and basically the news is trying to report on how much he's worth personally, not like with the business and everything, with InfoWars.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
They sued him, not InfoWars, right?
Right. And, yeah, because they couldn't really get his co-host and everything like that, even though they were testifying or whatever. But, generally, like, they were trying to go after how much wealth he had personally, which I think they were saying was like around $65 million or something like that.
Wow.
That he personally had. Because like, he got divorced, and he had to split his savings there, which was like $120 million. So Alex Jones was worth $120 million when he was married. You know, I mean.
Damn.
Yeah. That's crazy. And he gets most of that from his supplements.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
His pills. Amazing. Buy my pills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's all about that.
Mm-hmm.
AP reporting that a month after losing one nearly $50 million verdict, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is set to go on trial a second time for calling the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax and causing several of the victims' families emotional and psychological harm. A six-member jury with several alternates in Connecticut will begin hearing evidence this week on how much, apparently it started Tuesday, on how much Jones should pay the families since he's already been found liable for damages to them. The trial is expected to last about 4 weeks. Last month, Texas jury ordered Jones to pay $49.3 million to the parents of a six-year-old Jesse Lewis, one of 26 students and teachers killed in the 2012 shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Now, look, whatever you feel, and Jones does say he's going to appeal that verdict, but whatever you feel about Jones, I mean, you know, these people are very opinionated about this guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't deserve this kind of restriction on what should be free speech.
Yeah,
right.
You know, like,
yeah, once you get to the point where you could offend people or say that people are lying when some people died, it's just scary territory, you know? Like, I think you should be able to... I mean, like, with Ukraine, if you were questioning any of the narratives surrounding the war, you were
a
denier, you know, like, whatever, yeah.
Are you going to have to pay?
Could you imagine being sued for every tall tale you've ever told?
Right.
That seems like what's going on. Like,
why shouldn't somebody be able to get on the radio and make up a tall tale? Why shouldn't they be able to get on the radio and say whatever they want? Remember War of the Worlds? I mean, we weren't around for it, but you've probably heard of the story, right? Like,
incredible.
Orson Welles got on the radio, and he did a radio play.
It scared everyone.
Now, I believe there was a warning here and there that it was a play and all that, but for somebody that just tuned in for 2 minutes and didn't hear any of the warnings, they may have thought legitimately that there was some sort of alien invasion going on.
Yep.
Should they have been able to sue over that? I don't think they should have.
No. I heard Alex Jones sold more books than Harry Potter.
Now that's a tall tale.
Really? Okay, he made that claim. He made that claim. He made the claim he sold more books than Harry Potter.
I didn't even know he wrote books. I thought he just made videos.
I just want to sue George W. Bush if we can sue people for telling lies, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course, they were in the government, so they're exempt from that. Did he really write books?
Yeah, he did. He said this like 2 days ago or something.
All right, more coming up here. We'll talk more about it. I know you've got some feelings about Alex Jones, Reed, on the way here.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. Alex Jones is in court yet again. This time, he's in Connecticut. So the previous trial was in Texas. And Reed, as you pointed out, and I saw the story as well, it seemed like it was a social media thing. I don't know if it was ever covered in the mainstream media, because the mainstream is only touting $45 million or $49 million. Jones is hit hard. But some people said there's a Texas limit of, I think it was like $750,000 per defendant or $1.5 million per defendant. It didn't total up to more than a couple million dollars after all
civil,
was said,
right?
Because it was a civil. So there was like a limitation on what the maximum payout could be on these civil cases in Texas. At least that's what they said. So let's presume that's true. Maybe that's why there's this suit going on in Connecticut, where there probably isn't that limitation.
That's just my guess.
And so, and of course, it's happening in the place where the school shooting, the Sandy Hook shooting,
allegedly. Oh boy.
Well, hang on.
I'm gonna give some defense to Alex Jones on the one thing.
Okay.
And this includes the recent Texas school shooting of
Where can people serve you papers?
Here I go, I'm about to get sued. No.
All opinions belong to Joe, just saying.
they need to show some evidence of the case. You know, people are demanding it. I think they need to look at
I'm
not denying anything.
What do you want to see?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see anything. I'm just saying,
isn't it enough
in the defense of the argument.
Saying, isn't it enough to have parents saying, yeah, my child's dead?
Well,
we had to bury our own.
There's some weird things in that whole story too, and we need to look at it a little bit closer. I don't know. Maybe I just need to look at it a little bit closer. That's all. I looked at that there was this actor guild, and a lot of the parents were part of that acting guild. It was really strange stuff. I don't know if you guys ever got into the conspiracy of it.
No, I have not dug that deeply into it.
There's some subjects I just don't want to touch, and this is one of them.
I know.
It's just not worth it.
It's just, there's always these suspect stories, though. Like, Let's go. We need something.
I mean, people act in small town production plays, right? Like there's production houses around here in Keene. Johnny Ray was one of our co-hosts for years, and he's an actor in the local area.
It's just kind of odd. It's just odd what was going on with it.
Everybody knows these people because it's a small town. I mean, I don't know where Sandy Hook is exactly. Apparently, Newtown, Connecticut. Doesn't sound like a big city.
Drove by it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Is it a big city?
No.
It's so cool. Like having a play that local parents are involved in isn't like unbelievable.
I understand that, but I think there's some creepy stuff surrounding.
All right.
Well,
if you've been paying attention, I'm just going to ask. I'll play devil's advocate here for you.
Yeah.
What happened to the kids?
I think they're dead. I mean, you're asking me a personal question. I'm just saying, in Alex's defense about this whole situation, is if you're not getting any hard evidence, you're allowed to question these things and pull it out. You know, like
I think people should be allowed to question. I don't disagree with that.
Is he making claims that it never happened? Is that what he's making claims about?
I think at one point Jones did say that. I think he has denied entirely. I've not listened to his show in any meaningful sense at all.
When this was all going on, I was kind of paying attention to the whole Alex Jones thing.
He called it a hoax, apparently.
Well, this was like in the first 2 weeks of it all happening. So it's like, wait until the facts come out kind of thing before you start making claims.
Well, you never get the facts from the government.
No, you're not.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you just kind of have to take some people's word for it. And if there are enough people out there saying, yeah, my kid was slaughtered by an insane shooter,
right.
I don't think that's unbelievable. Now, if you want to go into conspiracy land, was the shooter put up to it by the government? Was he brainwashed? Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of interesting theories out there, and who knows what the truth is behind these things.
Right.
Or was he just on meds, and he was just one of your typical school shooters who, you know, is on one of these SSRIs and goes insane, and instead of killing himself, decides to kill other human beings, which is one of the quote-unquote side effects of some of these SSRIs, as I understand it. So, you know, the simplest explanation is usually the one that's correct. Isn't that Occam's razor?
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to go with the Occam's razor on these things, but that's not to say that, you know, there's no other possibilities. There certainly are.
Right. Yeah, for me it comes down to, like, when the conspiracy is harder to believe than the official
story,
then it's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not my default to just believe any conspiracy, you know.
I'm the same way. I mean, that said, there's some of them out there that are, like, really good questions. Like, what really happened with Building 7 on 2001 on September 11th? What happened with that? Is there a good
CGI
explanation for it?
There is, actually, yeah.
What is it?
The North Tower hit most of Building 7 on the way down, and then it burned for, 7 hours? Without any fire suppression at all, and it was a really poorly designed building that basically had a skin support system, and the fire department knew it was going to come down hours ahead of time. They were saying it was going to fall, and not like the CIA or something, it was the fire department saying that building's done, and then it fell.
It just seems really odd. Okay, with Building 7, here's some conspiracy coming out with this.
Yeah.
CIA, FBI, other agencies all had offices in that building. Like, the whole building was dedicated to a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And Giuliani's bunker, and he was the mayor at the time in New York, he had his bunker in Building 7.
Convenient.
Yeah. So, it's just, come on, guys. And here's a big question everyone should ask themselves, and I hope everyone's listening out there, is that, do you really believe guys in caves across the world that live in a desert really was able to fly planes into these buildings and take it all down? Or were they just, like, you know, pitting to blame them?
A lot of the conspiracy videos were getting posted around for the anniversary that just happened, obviously, over the weekend. And so, of course, I don't spend any time on this generally, but it was right in front of my face. I'm like, oh, what's this one? And somebody showed video of what looked like explosions happening inside of Building 7 right before it came down.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Was that, did they edit that video?
I think that video is edited.
It's fake?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That one is. But with 9/11, this is why I hate Alex Jones.
Because it's hard to know what's real.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Jones has sensationalized everything to such an extent that no one wants to look beyond the official narrative on a lot of these subjects, whether it's 9/11 or whatever it is, because instantly you just get lumped into this category of someone who doesn't believe there were planes, or, you know, where the official story is that the Saudis gave logistical and monetary support to two hijackers who flew Flight 77 into the Pentagon, and that they were the CIA, the NSA, and eventually the FBI were monitoring the hijackers in the cells around the country, and they never communicated with each other and botched it. And then, you know, they ended up flying the planes into the buildings, and there was they invaded Iraq.
Yeah, yeah. Then you got Larry Silverstein's comment, which was further questioned by our friend Luke Radowski from We Are Change. Larry Silverstein said in an interview that, you know, Building 7 was, you know, gone, and we decided to pull it. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then Luke questioned him at a press conference, and Larry Silverstein just wouldn't answer it. Mm-hmm. Like, these are really, like, you know, literal, you know, words to use, and he wouldn't defend himself from what he had said. And that's all out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very questionable. There's no doubt about it. So a little bit more on Jones here. So apparently, again, he's already been ordered to pay out in Texas, and now he's back in court. The Connecticut case has a potential for an even larger award because it involves three lawsuits which have been consolidated that were filed by 15 plaintiffs, including the relatives of eight of the victims and a former FBI agent who responded to the school shooting. Jones, who runs his web show and InfoWars brand in Austin, Texas, also faces a third trial over the hoax conspiracy and another pending lawsuit by Sandy Hook parents in Texas. So, geez, so he's going, they're coming after him in Texas again, and they're coming after him in Connecticut. So they get into the Waterbury, Connecticut trial, which is happening, I guess, now or imminently. It's happening about 18 miles northeast of Newtown. InfoWars' parent company, Free Speech Systems, which has recently filed for bankruptcy protection, is also named as a defendant. So I guess their thoughts are, well, we'll not just go after the individual, we'll go after his corporation as well, since there's probably money there. And, of course, Jones is saying, no, I don't have any money. The families and the FBI agents say they've been confronted and harassed in person by Jones's followers because of the hoax conspiracy. They also say they've endured death threats and have been subjected to abusive comments on social media. And I'm sorry, I don't understand why it is that Alex Jones should be held responsible for the actions of some crazy people out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just with Alex Jones. They've tried to do that with Trump. And who's the guy who... He was a Bernie supporter who shot up, I forget who it was, he shot someone up in a ball field. Rand Paul was there, he just barely got missed. I forget who the guy that got shot was.
I don't know.
But
yeah, there was like a senator ball game.
Yeah.
Oh.
I forget who it was.
That? Maybe I did, I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, Rand Paul made the point, like, we're not going to blame Bernie Sanders for this,
right?
Because Bernie's never incited this, and then the same with Trump, and it should be the same across the board. Like,
I mean,
no blame.
Maybe you'd have an argument if Jones went out and, you know, went on his radio show and told people
right.
that they should issue death threats or that they should, you know, confront these people and
sure.
attack them or something. Then, okay, maybe you've got an inciting a riot or something like that. We're coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can share your thoughts on Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.